Good evening, Master. I'm ready to do the turndown service for you.
No? Oh.
But, Master, is everything all right? It's been days upon weeks upon months of me doing this for you every night. You're not sick, are you? Well, if you aren't, then by all means, I would like to rudely request access to your chambers to at least get to the bottom of this. You really are too much of a sucker for me, Master. You've already been in bed, and the way the sheet has not ever so lovingly been pulled back for you, or the pillows, they've not even been plumped. You hired me for a reason, and you also bored me, too. You might as well take advantage of it. So, what's this about refusing my services, Exhaustion. Is this the part that I come closer and I whisper in your ear? I told you so. Alright, I won't tease you too much. If you aren't feeling yourself, I'll just take care of you in another way. Oh, that got your interest. Well, your lowly maid actually is pretty skilled in some other areas. Holistically, of course. You might not believe in it, but there is an art to caring for yourself and taking time out of your day to be mindful. And do not laugh. I know you're not really into that stuff. Not everything needs to be numbers, statistics, and evidence to back it up in your point of view. Well, I do feel inclined to help you at least. And you pay me overtime. And I have zero rent payments because of you, so I can actually save up money for once. What? You always liked my direct approach when I tell you the truth. You said that's why you hired me in the first place. Because you were exhausted of all the fake smiles and, oh, I love to serve. So then when the classic question of, why do you want this job? And little old me replies, for the fat stacks and the free board. You couldn't have hired me faster if you wanted to. Alright, let me go get my things. You are not, I repeat, not worming your way out of this one. Do I make myself clear? I picked up everything that seemed relevant enough for this, so you are oh so welcome, since I have my good skincare stuff in here too. Yes, skincare. I'm gonna touch you directly. Is that a problem for you, Master? You've been reading too many fantasies. If your maid touching you is a problem. Now what position to get you in? Relax, I don't mean like that. I mean to pamper you in, okay? You are going to be pampered. I would say, how about you shimmy down your bed a little, so then I can sit at the top and you put your head on my lap. Yes? Why, does the thought of touching a pore make you physically recoil that much? I'm kidding. I know, it's cause you're... what's the word? You prefer to initiate touch and not have it done to you, but this time you're being forced against your will for the greater good, because if you keep those stress levels up, you've got a one-way ticket to an early grave, and I'll be damned if I sit idly by and go to work for some other master that doesn't even let me speak my mind or have jokes or let me sleep in. I do have to work on the sleeping in part, but I get the job done at the end of the day, don't I? And you're a night owl, so it works out better anyway. Alright, enough yammering from me. Your head, my lap, now.